Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting third, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Tamargo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Tamargo and he is safe. Randle steals second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle scores. Mozzilli moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mozzilli moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montanez. The throw from Tamargo and he is safe. Montanez steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mozzilli tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Montefusco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock misplays the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Mozzilli moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stearns for a passed ball. Tamargo moves to second. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Montefusco covering, for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Larry Herndon pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Tom Argo and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tomargo hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews pinch hits for John Montefusco. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swan bunts towards first. Dwyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Madlock covering, for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Randle reaches third base with a triple. Flynn scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle scores. It's 6-1, Mets. John Curtis now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn scores. It's 10-1, Mets. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tamargo hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitfield tags and scores. One out. It's 10-2, Mets. Hector Cruz pinch hits for John Curtis. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hector Cruz now playing right field. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Johnny LeMaster now playing second base. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-4 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Stearns moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Mets. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitfield moves to second. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tamargo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tamargo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Craig Swan. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Minton now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer fields the ball and throws to Minton covering. Safe. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Minton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Greg Minton. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.